Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chats today. I hope you enjoy those. We get so many wonderful testimonies. And Kathy, I want to start out with the testimonies, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Now, this is what you send to us, and we'd like many more if you'd like to. And maybe we can read one of yours on our boardroom chat. So, Kathy, go ahead and start.
Okay. This one from YouTube says, so glad to see you back in the boardroom sharing your God travels in Australia and other places.
Amen.
God knows how to make it all enjoyable, to lift up the name of Jesus and give God all the glory.
Hallelujah. Praise
God. We did have a good time.
Oh, did we
even though we're just like in one city, maybe 24 hours at a time.
The only person that didn't have a good time with the devil, we beat him up bad.
He always has a bad day with
we like beating
when we're
up
around
the devil.
It's fun. Okay, and this Badia says, it was so great to see you both in Melbourne, Australia. I thought it was so powerful how at the end of the service, you encouraged all of us to stretch our faith in God and not rely on you walking around praying for us to receive.
Yeah.
That's a maturity level. It's a different level.
Well, that's what I was preaching. I had produced that, see?
Yeah, of course. And that has helped me so much. Thank you for being a blessing to all of us.
Everybody needs spandex faith.
Spandex, because you're going to be stretching. You're going to be growing.
You're going to be stretching, man. We're going to stretch
it. I don't want to think about that. Anyway, Muriel says, your messages are so good. Thank you for sharing your testimonies. I like the in-depth teachings. You signed my Bible that my son bought me several years ago from your ministry, and I'm so grateful. Blessings to you from Canada.
You don't like my spandex face? You know, what is it, hosey in?
Well, it's just got I got a visual. I know I don't look that great right now in spandex, so I'm just saying. I'd need a little cover-up. Save the world a little grief. Anyway, this one says, Londa, from Londa says, all my needs are met in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Brother Jesse, for the powerful reminder that I shall not want.
Amen. That's a fact.
That's
great. Scriptural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My Lord.
That was that Psalm David says.
Yeah, Psalms.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He said, he didn't say I ever would want. He said, I will never would want. I shall not.
All my needs.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah. No wants. Not even needs.
That's it.
Wants are higher than needs.
That's right.
Okay, you often have taught on that. Ileana says, the Voice of the Covenant magazine is a big blessing to me.
I like that.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, we also have it in digital format as well as paper format.
And also in Spanish digitally, which
that's
is
good.
Blessing so many people in the Spanish-speaking
Come on,
world.
Stop.
Bien. Is that it?
Bien.
Bien. Well, that's French. Bien.
No, bien.
Bon is French.
Yeah.
Bien is
bien
Spanish, I think. Don't quote me on that. Cheryl says, thank you so much for these live streams. This month will be 6 years since I've been connected with you guys, and it has 100% changed my life. Now,
praise
that
God.
Touches my heart. I'm so thankful.
Ooh.
You know, it's a big effort to do all of these things,
who
not just
that?
Us here in the front, but for the people in the team that works with us to record it as well as get it out and monitor it, monitor the contacts, your comments so that we can see them.
Who was the person that said was the name?
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
One more. Teresa says, God bless Brother Jesse and Kathy. One of these days, I'd like to meet you both in person. I love to witness the beautiful Holy Spirit in you both. God's couple.
Wonder where they're from.
God's couple. You know what? God's couple. Think about this. Our anniversary Saturday.
Yeah.
How many years?
56.
56 years. And we haven't killed each other.
No.
The first few years we came close.
We have a few scars.
Kathy
bumped me on the head one time.
That was in the first few months.
I've never hit her, but she hit me.
That was like a shot across the bow. That's like telling them there's more where that came from.
She was sleeping. And,
I must have been
dreaming. You know how you're sleeping? You kind of, sometimes you feel something's around you or something. And I woke up, Kathy's about, if you can see it, about this far from me. And I'm looking at her and I'm going, what? And she's, but I'm not thinking, I'm thinking she's up, she's sleeping. She goes, bam, and she head bumped me.
It woke up
and
both of us.
And I went, whoa, what are you doing, woman? And I pushed her back. And what happened, she was having a bad dream about me, that I was doing something. I said, I didn't do that. That's the dream. I didn't do that.
I haven't had to do it again, so because
no,
I guess I let him know there's more where that came from. Anyway, we have fun with that
but
memory.
We have a bed now, like Delta does, you know, when you're flying. for first class, if you fly first class, they'll pull up a shade so the person next to you can't see. No, I'm just joking, but I thought about that. You know, after I got that bent on my head, that bent. I want to make this announcement too.
It's been a great, no. Let's talk about my anniversary.
Okay, I am. I'm with that. If you see me doing this, I've just had surgery on my eyes, and so I'm very sensitive to light. I could look like this, you know, but then I'd look like Jim Jones, you know, that guy in Guyana way back when. And what happened is I now have 20/25 vision. Good Lord.
So now you can read with, you don't have reading glasses on the table today.
Mm-mm, no.
And it's just been a couple of days.
but don't look up
at the TV lights.
Okay, I got, yeah, because they're right there in my face. And it's, things are so bright. And now, Kathy, I can see every one of your wrinkles.
And your own as well. In the mirror, huh?
That's not a shot. Hey, what's wrong with that,
man? It sounded totally like a shot.
They earned these babies. Praise the Lord. But that's the reason why. And so if you see me doing that, it's not that I'm hurting or nothing like that, because I got to be careful with glare for the next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, he had cataracts. He didn't.
I had a cataract. Can you believe it?
Because he's old enough to have those.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah. I'm going down the road and watch me. I did this. I closed my eye and I noticed that this is my dominant eye. And it wasn't bad, but it looked a little fuzzy. And I went, I said, what is that? And Kathy has always been mad at me for you because I never go to doctors.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just encouraging you.
Yeah. She said, I've never had an eye exam in my life. None. Zero.
You should take care of your own self. I shouldn't have to act like your mama.
Yeah, well, I don't ask you to act like my mama. Sometimes I wish you wouldn't act like my mama.
You
know, my mama, I wish you would act. And my mom would say, Jesse, go. I wish for Jesus, just go.
You want me to do that? Today, we're still about to celebrate the anniversary.
I know, do you really mean that? No. But anyway, so what happens is, I went and get an eye exam, and she said, you have a cataract. I said, I have a what? A cataract? Are you serious? And I'm going to be 77. At the time of this preaching, I'll be 77 in about a month. And I thought, she said, that's totally normal. I said, well, this is no habit. She looked at it, she said, you got one starting over here. I said, is that normal? She said, it's normal for a lot of people that don't even realize it. So I just had it done. And they put in, I didn't know you had new lenses. I never heard of that before in my life. So they took the old lens off. Didn't that hurt? Not as easy as we put them on. And when I opened my eyes, I went, my God. Then I realized how I used to see things when I was 17 years old, 18 years old. With that real, you know, real strong vision and things of that nature. So that's the reason for it. Is that all the testimonies?
Yes.
I want to talk about testimony.
Okay.
Now, I give God a lot of testimonies in my life, and a lot of people think it's bragging. If you hear me talk about the plane that God has given us, the priest, some people say it's bragging. No, I'm giving God glory, a testimony. Because if I could do that myself, why didn't I do it 50 years ago? And we're celebrating 50 years of ministry all this year. Now, you think about that for a minute. If you hear me talk about my home and people say, oh, he's just bragging. No, I'm giving God glory, which is a testimony.
Yeah.
In other words, if I was that good, then how come I didn't do it 50 years ago?
Or testimony about the ministry being debt-free, debt-free.
We've been debt-free since 1982. Ministry's
debt-free.
That's
a great testimony.
You see, but some people say, he's just bragging. No, it is a testimony. And you don't realize the power of testimony.
Right. Or testimony, too, of our relationship. A long-lasting marriage is unheard of in a lot of places.
We haven't had arguments. You know, we joke a lot and all that kind of stuff. But
you got to bring that part up.
Well, because it's called being normal. I mean, you know.
Right.
Kathy's mother, we didn't have anything said. We had a great home going. Kathy's mama went home to be with the Lord just last week or whatever. And to make a long story short, they asked me to do the funeral. I've done a lot of their funerals in their family, in Kathy's family. I'm all trying to keep saying making a long story short because it is hard to do that.
It is hard.
She was almost 5 and a half years away from being 100. She was 94 and a half. Well, how do you put all that into 15 minutes, 10 minutes? Right. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to give a testimony how kind Irene was in certain times.
And loving, very loving.
And we were the worst of enemies when we first met each other, but she didn't know the Lord. I didn't know the Lord. But once we got born again, it was amazing. So, and you know what? A lot of funerals and stuff, a lot of people say they're heavy. They said, you brought it all up. One person gave a phenomenal compliment. I thought she said, I did not know Miss Irene, but I felt like I did by the time you finished.
Yeah, and for those of you that are watching that maybe have made a comment, thank you so much for all your comments and encouragement. Our whole church
stood together with us
and helping us through this. It's been wonderful to celebrate her life, but it's still, it's, you know, she'll be missed greatly.
Well, yeah, sure, she should.
She had like 64 descendants. We did the number, the count between the children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and all of us were impacted by her life, by her loving example.
Amen.
And her commitment to just be a reflection of Jesus.
Well, she was a great testimony to the Lord and to her family. So I want to read a scripture, and if you notice, I'm not reading my glasses. I don't need them. I can't believe this. This is a long time ago, you know. I can't believe that. I don't say that. I had to rebuke that. Romans chapter 12, and I want to read verse 10 first. And I heard a loud voice.
No, it's Revelation, not
Revelation.
Romans.
I love Romans too.
Can you read that word right there?
Oh, yeah, Revelation. I wasn't even looking. I was thinking about Romans. There's another scripture in Romans I like.
Okay.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. There was a big fight going on between Michael the archangel and Satan. And verse 10 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. I love that. Which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. And I love this next statement. And by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. The word of their testimony beat Satan up so bad in every which way, shape, or form. So instead of trying to criticize someone, if somebody's saying something they have that God's given to them, why don't you begin to kind of let your mind flip over? Wait a minute. That's a testimony of God's goodness. I mean, I don't think you would think it's bragging if you'd say, guess what? My whole family just got born again. People would shout about that.
Yes.
But you'd have some people say, well, how come mine hadn't? Well, hang on. The Bible says you got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations.
Right.
See, so testimonies are vitally important. I heard one preacher one time said, you get a test and then you get the money. And I thought that was funny myself.
It was funny.
You know? But I mean, really, you do have financial tests.
The reward, you get the reward,
yeah.
whatever that reward may be.
Hear me say these things, it's not bragging about this or that or what I have, because I wouldn't have anything without God doing what he did. I just like to give him glory, which means give a good testimony about that. So I've had people tell me, say, boy, you have a nice car. I said, the Lord gave that to me. And one time somebody was really criticizing the home we live in, and I paid it with my money, not yours. Mine, not the ministry money, mine. And they said, you know, and they're going to really get me. I said, whoa, whoa. And before they could really hit me more, I said, look what God has done for me. Now, but watch this. But I don't try to compete with nobody. I'm not in competition with nobody. I'm in cooperation. I've been to people's homes. They had just bought a new mobile home. They call it, what they call that? Not a mobile.
Trailer.
No, we call it a trailer. They don't call that anymore. They call it
manufactured home.
And they were so excited. And I was just as excited for them. In fact, I'll tell you something. You know, I was raised up in trailers, and so was Kathy, and different things. And every once in a while, we got a house or something like that. But even today, maybe I shouldn't tell them that. If we drive by a mobile home place that's selling manufactured homes, Kathy will say sometime, let's stop looking at one of them double wides. you know, because it's a home, it's a roof, it's wonderful. See, and so I love it when people say, but just you like my home? Do I like your home? Yes, because they're giving God glory that they're able to afford such a nice thing to live in. Mm-hmm. So it's not bragging. Personally, it's given God glory. And that's what these people say.
And you
we
know,
overcame.
By the word of their testimony.
I like to be an overcomer.
You know, I was just looking at other translations while you were saying that. And
okay.
The Passion Translation says, they conquered him completely through the blood of the Lamb and the powerful word of his testimony. They triumphed because they did not love and cling to their own lives, even when faced with death. And in the word testimony, there's a reference there, and it says, the word of their testimony, but it says it's the faithful testimony of Jesus that has the power to destroy the works of the devil. What I see in this is that they identified with the word that Jesus,
amen,
what Jesus did.
Amen.
And because he triumphed, we triumph. We didn't win the battle. He won the battle. He's the conqueror.
We got
but he made
reward.
Us more than a conqueror because of what he did. And that is, should be our testimony. No matter what attacks come against us, Jesus was victorious. And because he was victorious,
amen,
we are victorious. So we have to identify with victory, not defeat.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
It's a wonderful.
Give me a shout, would
yeah,
you?
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And it's just so good because, you see, testimonies are so vitally important.
Right.
And that's why we ask you to send in one if this ministry has blessed you. If you hear me talk about finances, I'm not bragging. I'm giving God glory that he gave me some finances. I was able to do something I never thought in my entire life I could ever do. You know, and I'm a man, I'm a generous giver, and I love being a blessing. And in fact, I told the Lord as I'm in my winter years of my life, they call it, you know, I mean, I just want to do more and more and more. And I don't let people take advantage of me, because some people do that. I've had a lot of people, they try to. Well, right. They try to get close to you because you might give them something. Now, you know, you shouldn't do those kind of things. That's not right to do that. You should get close to somebody because you like them, or you like having fun or fellowship or whatever, you know, or learn from each other and things of that nature. So that's why we were talking about your testimony. What is your testimony of God? Mm-hmm. So in other words, if somebody got a little irritated, if you say, boy, we got a new home, are you bragging about it? No, I'm giving God glory.
Yeah.
That you paid for it or paying for it and gave you health. People think I'm bragging about my health. I'm giving him a testimony. When I just had this surgery stuff done in my eyes, I had several of the nurses or whatever, they said, man, you are a healthy man. The doctor, they said, you got such energy. Well, I'm alive. You know, I'm giving God glory. And I don't mean this to sound be critical. I was sitting in that waiting room waiting in there, and there's some people, and I thought, Lord Jesus, I'm surprised they made it to the waiting room. You know what I'm saying? And all this and like this. And I thought, my Lord, and here's a doctor that's going to help you, and you're all beat up. And all of a sudden they come out and they go, and someone was just as shocked as I was. They went, God, man, look what I can see. Now, you know, that's technology. So that's a blessing of the Lord. I'm glad God gave some of these doctors or whoever's inventing these things, so we could, it's like a new part. I said, what other part can I change in my body? And you know what the doctor said? He said, I'll tell you what, you could change a lot of parts. You might like knees, you know, if your knees wear out. He said, but it'll never be as dramatic as when you change them lenses in your eyes. Because you can be 85 years old. You're going to see like you're 18. Now, I'd give God glory on that all day long. And I'd also give glory to the doctor. Okay. Thank you for going to school and learning that and doing those things. That's what I'm talking about. They overcame. And not they didn't just become, they overcame what Satan was trying
Amen.
To do to them.
I love that.
In every which way, shape, or form, spiritually, physically, or financially. So that's what I mean. Every one of you should have a great testimony. If you got something nice, wear it. Not to show off, but this, and if somebody goes, ooh, that's not, look what the Lord has done for me.
Right.
What is wrong with saying that instead of taking it out on the other side like, well, no, see, that's a person that's insecure. That's a person that wants to beat you. I'm not talking about hitting you, I'm trying to beat you, be better than you are. I'm not trying to be better than nobody. I want to be like Christ, the hope of glory. I've heard a preacher the other day, I put on Instagram on your iPad.
Yes.
And there was a preacher talking, said, I'm like Christ. Oh, he was so, how can they say such a thing? Because Jesus said that. Be you therefore imitators of God as dear children. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, is that a testimony or what? Jesus said, I came that you might know the Father. Isn't that a great testimony? He ain't bragging that he's the Son of God. He is the Son of God. It's just that he's given his Father glory. Watch this. His Father gives him glory. He says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. His baptism. And, you know, the Holy Spirit rests on him like a dove. Now, that's a testimony, and I believe we'll say that for eternity upon eternity, and that's what I'm talking about. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Because when you begin to say and declare the works of God, it brings honor to God, and God said, if you honor me, I will honor you.
That's so good.
What you think? Am I preaching good?
No, yeah,
give me a shout out, Emma.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But, you know, it just reminded me of the early days of when I was born again and went to this little church, and they regularly had testimony services.
Yeah.
And they would say, anybody have a good testimony? It was a normal thing.
Well, yeah.
We don't do a whole lot of that today. Every now and then but we'll do it. I'll do it on a Wednesday night.
Most of them were not good.
I remember
they'd say, I've never been beating my brains out.
Yeah, they spent like 10 minutes talking about what the devil did. Yeah. And then, but the Lord's faithful. Really?
Yeah. We weren't
affected by that craziness.
Yeah, but Kathy now. Kathy had the best testimony out of them. She never said one word. She'd get up. She said maybe two words. I want to thank the Lord. She busts out crying. And the whole church started crying because you touched their heart.
Well, I wanted to give my testimony. That was one of the big things that was so important to me at the beginning. I wanted to say it in front of the whole church because my life had changed so much. I wanted to give glory to God, but I never could. I remember everybody else would get up and say their testimony. And I'd raise my hand and stand up, but I couldn't get out anything other than I want to thank the Lord, and then I just start crying.
And that's a great testimony to thank.
Well,
the Lord.
I was getting frustrated because I couldn't get beyond that sentence. I mean, how many times did that happen in the church? After a while, you'd say, Kathy, what are you doing? Because it came so easy for you to do that, and you would say, Kathy, I think they beat. People think I'm beating you up, that you got a miserable life.
I'm going to give you a compliment. I think you had more God in you than I did at that time. I really do. Because, you know, Kathy is she's a student of the Word, but she was a student of the Word back then at the very beginning. She wanted to know more about the Word of God. So I really believe that's why you touched so many people. You know, I said this the other day, and I said, there ain't nothing I can't do. And boy, somebody got, what do you mean by that? And I had to quote him a scripture, be steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For I know, and I believe, I know that my labor, look at me, my labor is not in vain in God. Now, why anybody get mad at me by saying that my labor is not in vain? I'm just repeating the great word that God put in the word for each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, and ladies and gentlemen, while I'm thinking about it, we just got our new book. It just came in. It's called Create Your World and Walk in It. Now, when we wrote this,
this week,
you know.
It's actually 3 weeks early. We've promoted it.
Now, that's a miracle of God.
I mentioned it in the June magazine, which many of you may have the June magazine at home. And
Amen.
We said that it's coming out soon. Here it is.
Yeah. And we put out 2026 theme. Use your faith voice and only say what faith says. And it's just such a blessing. And people say, why are you so happy? Even that doctor, I never met him before. Why are you so happy? I create my world. That was last year's, I used it as the theme, but it's way more information in the book and things of that nature. And it's just such a blessing.
Can I read
Lord.
The first paragraph?
Well, sure, go ahead.
I wanted to read this because it's so powerful. And
excuse me.
I'm not as old as you.
Would you like me to read it?
No, I think
I can read it when I
glasses. Like my glasses.
I'm shocked.
I'm okay.
I am shocked. Go ahead.
Be kind.
I'm kind.
It says, learn to be unshakable and transform your world from the inside out. In a world running on distraction, deception, and fear, Dr. Jesse Duplantis shares his unique perspective on developing clarity, focus, and inner strength with faith in the timeless Word of God. You'll be challenged to see yourself in light of God's great love for you and start taking deliberate strides to think better, speak better, and get more targeted in your faith. In this book, Dr. Duplantis shares how building an inner world of unwavering faith can help you receive God's promises more easily and walk in the vision that He has planted in your heart. And there's a little other things there, but this is powerful book.
Can people order this?
They sure can.
Okay, you just write it at JDM.org?
There'll be information on the screen. It's on our website.
It's on our website.
Now
they'll show you
put
more
it in the
about
mail to you
I'm
right
really excited.
Away.
And, you know, and let me tell you something. This is my book. This is intellectual property. Yet I give the money. People don't know a lot about all these things that I do. And I'm giving God glory. I'm not bragging, see, because He blessed me with a mind that can write and say some things. And it's such a blessing.
You know, and this what this so does wonderful. Is when you create your world and walk in it, you're going to have a testimony
about indeed.
What you believed, what you found in God's Word, what you heard about His Word, put it into practice. Then all of a sudden you'll have the result. And that's what really testimony is.
And you're going to overcome.
I just want to say there was a time that came that I was able to say more than I want to thank the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got
now,
it all
you know,
out.
We had to invent a pill to say, shut your mouth. To give it to her. She go, boy.
That's a little family joke. I don't have to get
but
into it.
But I mean, it's truly amazing what the Lord has done. Oh, you wonderful partners.
I need
partners.
To get you that shut the mouth pill.
I know, I probably need it too. For example, we have been preaching 50 years and we've never had a financial deficit. People think I'm bragging.
That's a testimony.
That's a testimony. I'm giving God glory. Amen. I want to thank personally all our partners and all these years. And there's the ones that first started with me. They still live in giving to this ministry. I'm telling you, my very first partner went home to be with the Lord. His name was Tommy Mack Williams. Well, do you know his wife? Tommy went home maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. She's still living and still giving. Hadn't missed nothing.
Still a partner.
Is that a miracle? I want to thank each and every one of you. And I'm going to say it as a testimony. Everything you send, 100% of it goes into world evangelism, meaning that I don't have to pay interest on notes or anything in ministry.
Everything's debt-free.
It's completely debt-free.
Another great testimony.
All our everything, infrastructure that we're doing right now, that's all debt-free. Why? Because I want you to receive a hundredfold return. I'm going to say it. The anointing of increase is on us. You know, I want it to come on you. Praise God. And it's such a blessing. If you'd like to be a partner, you can go to jdm.org. That's our website. And hit a donate button. Whatever you want to send is fine. Let me stop right here. If you don't want to be, you don't have to. Keep watching the program. But I'm telling you, you're going to become one. Because you know what? I do what I say. I don't touch that money. You can use PayPal if you like to use that. Whatever that does, I don't know. You can text to give a one-time donation or recurring one. That's for United States people only. I believe that's how that works. Right? Am I correct in that?
Yes. Okay. And the app is in the U.S., yeah. I think.
Or you can go to our JDM app and select the giving. That anywhere in the world, and you'll be blessed.
And we're always expanding new ways that you can give. In fact, most of that's listed on our website. That is probably the best way to find out about that.
Or you can mail in by using the post office the donation. 100%. I don't know if too many ministers can say that. And I'm glad. And the people that are connected with me, a lot of them are getting that way. They say, boy, Brother Jesse, since I've connected with you, I'm getting debt free. Yeah. Why not?
And we're continuing to expand our outreach. We're currently on 41 different platforms that gets the word of God out to as many areas as we can. We're always learning about new things, and our partners help us to do that. We're reaching more people, changing more lives, and we're doing it all one soul at a time.
And we have two projects on. I want to just say this real quick. We have two projects right now. One is because of the growth of our ministry. We got $20 million is what we're believing for. I mean, and God told me there would be 20,000 people given $1,000. That's $20 million. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, let me give a good testimony. It is coming in. I mean, people are doing it. And then the Lord said, you're going to have a $20 million chunk giver. I thought, well, why? He said to replenish it, because if we got the $20 million today and we did these two projects, it would be gone. But the Lord said, replenish. And I thought to myself, he got something else for me to do. Now, I don't know what it is. Why would God just give me a chunk, why would he just replenish it? Because he knows I will do the work.
Right. You know what? I was just thinking about something. I know we've been going a little longer than about the time we do, but something that's so important. It's on my heart because it's important to say what you're believing for.
Amen.
I know the people hear you say that and they're saying, why is he saying that? Trying to influence us to give. No, we have to declare it. And it reminds me of
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to always tell you. I'm not going to, if there's something wrong with me, the first one's going to tell you will be me.
And I might be the second.
Yeah. I might have both eyes black and blue.
The point is that we say what we're believing God for, not to try to influence anyone, because it is a faith project. It's a faith concept. Like, it reminded me of when I was believing God for a healing in my wrist. I had a lump on my wrist. And I was hiding it. I wasn't talking about it. I was talking to God about it, but I wasn't telling anybody else about it. And I was in church one day, and I noticed it, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, Kathy, you know, when I heal you with that, I know that's what you're believing for. When that is healed, who's going to know about it? You haven't told anybody. And so I said, you know, that's right. And so I turned around in my pew that day at the church during worship service, and I saw this girl behind me, and I said, look, I want to show you what's on my wrist now. And that's the scriptures say that's temporary, subject to change by the word of God. I'm believing God for a total healing, and I just want you to see it. And she just stared at me, kind of strange looking, didn't answer me. I didn't give her a chance to answer. I turned around, continued praising the Lord. few months later, I noticed that it was gone as I was believing for. And I thought, where is that girl that I told? I want to give her my testimony that I'm healed. And so I turned around and there she was standing, worshiping again right behind me at the moment that I had noticed it. And I went ahead and I told her, I said, look, I want to show you that the lump that was on my wrist is totally gone. God healed me. And I want to give him praise for it.
You weren't bragging. You were giving God glory.
I was worshiping. It was a testimony. And I was being obedient to God. And it glorified God.
Amen.
In fact, later the girl came to me. She said, Kathy, you really don't know me. And I really didn't. She says, but I'm a nurse, and I know exactly what you had pointed out to me, and that's she called it, ganglioid cyst, some kind of thing. And it was getting so big, it was bigger than the knuckle that, right. Well, not the knuckle, but what is that bone, that wrist bone that's there?
Boon.
It was a boon.
That's all I know.
Anyway, it was clearly a distraction to me, and I was always trying to hide it. But she says, I know what that is. She says, they cut them out, and they often come back. So I know it's a total miracle. They don't just go away by themselves. She said, and that was probably 45 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's never come back. And
Amen.
This is the wrist right here. And so I'm just saying that that was an opportunity for me to understand the power of a testimony.
Amen.
And so not just talk about what God did, but talk about what God's going to do.
Amen.
Because there's going to be a time when you're going to turn around and say, look, God, the manifestation has come. I have seen the answer. You pray, but there's a season sometimes between the time that you believe and when you see the manifestation.
Yeah, she's preaching now.
She got to just keep on going and believe God.
Get the pill ready.
That is good stuff.
That's good stuff.
I need duct tape. Yeah, I can't tell. That's a joke around here, too.
So
where's my duct tape? I need to close that mouth.
Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our boardroom chat today. And I'd like you to be a partner if you can. And I tell you what, I promise you 100% of it going to world evangelism to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. And God is so good and gracious. And remember this, they overcame. You will
overcome.
There is no other choice in the matter.
By
and
the
then
blood of
when
the
all
Lamb.
These things happen, send us a testimony. We can talk about it. And I actually, when you finish, why don't you go out and tell somebody something good that God has done for you.
You know,
and if they kind of get a little puffed up, like, oh, you're bragging, say, no, I'm giving a testimony.
Yeah, this is
I'm
what
giving
the,
God glory.
That's right. This is what the blood does. This
yeah.
is what the blood did. The blood on the cross made it possible for
Amen.
Me to have a healing testimony, to have a salvation testimony,
Amen.
To have a financial testimony, to have a supernatural breakthrough. It all came because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
So it's just such a blessing. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for being a partner. Thank you for all that you do. I hope me and Kathy say thank you enough. Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We really do. See you next week, okay? God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.